This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Pyongyang, North Korea today, where he's expected to meet with the leader, Kim Jong-un, preparing for a second summit with President Trump. We get more now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
Secretary Pompeo told reporters traveling with him that trust building and setting the stage for the second U.S.-North Korea summit will be discussed on his trip to Pyongyang. The secretary spent Saturday in Tokyo, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to brief him on the trip. Pompeo also confirmed he would raise the issue of Japanese abductees in North Korea during his visit. Following his day in North Korea, Pompeo travels south to Seoul for meetings with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. Senate has voted to approve Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Following weeks of controversy over sexual assault accusations, President Trump spoke with reporters about Kavanaugh.
He will be a great justice of the Supreme Court. People have thought that for 10 years. They thought he's just an extraordinary person, a great, great talent, and I think he's going to make us all very proud.
Senator Elizabeth Warren was one of those opposed to Kavanaugh for the high court.
This is about raw, naked power. The people who have power and the people who intend that no one else will get that power.
Kavanaugh replacing retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 5.9 earthquake has shaken northwestern Haiti. No immediate reports of damage or injuries. That quake centered about 20 kilometers off Haiti's coast. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated as the situation develops. This is VOA News. Search teams pulled bodies from obliterated neighborhoods in the Indonesian city of Palu as aid is rolling in, and the government is considering making devastated areas into mass graves. Indonesian Red Cross doctor Hidayat Abdul says aid is arriving in some of the many devastated communities in remote areas of Indonesia's central Sulawesi province, more than a week after it was hit by a powerful earthquake and a subsequent tsunami.
We are the first men here because at the first time after the disaster in this central Celebes, the assessment are focused on Palu.
The death toll has climbed to 1,649, 265 people missing. They are saying that number could go much higher. Interpol has formally requested information about its missing leader from China, where the Chinese national Meng Hongwei seemingly appeared to disappear on a trip home. Interpol said it used law enforcement channels to submit its request about Meng's status in Beijing, citing concerns about his well-being. So far, China has not commented. Hundreds of people demonstrated in Paris to back the private humanitarian ship Aquarius that rescues migrants who are making the dangerous voyage to Europe across the Mediterranean. The Aquarius's operator is urging European governments to find a new flag for the ship after Panama's Maritime Authority removed its registration. The aid group says without a flag, the ship will have to stay in port. International Organization for Migration saying that 1,741 migrants have drowned at sea this year trying to cross the Mediterranean. One of the EU's leaders has said that both sides are getting a bit closer to making a deal on Britain's EU exit, known as Brexit. Amid some reports, the two sides are starting to find common ground on that fraught issue of the Irish border. We get more now from AP's Karen Chamas in London.
Whilst last month negotiations stalled as EU leaders rejected British PM Theresa May's proposal for post-Brexit economic relations, deeming it unacceptable, recently European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker commented that the rapprochement potential between both sides has increased in recent days. Officials have been meeting behind the scenes before an upcoming key summit in Brussels, as EU leaders say there needs to be major progress at the meeting for there to be a deal before Britain leaves the bloc on March the 29th. Juncker said a no-deal Brexit would be bad for both Britain and the EU. Karen Chamas, London.
And in Washington, I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.